The Ethical Knob? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, brought to you by Auto Owners Insurance. As we all know, in a few years, we won't have to drive anymore because intelligent cars will drive themselves. And it'll be great. For example, Ford has patented a system which will allow you to choose the driving style, ranging from driving Miss Daisy mode to get me there on time no matter what mode. Volvo and Netflix are working on a system to tailor the length of your drive to the movie you've chosen to watch. And I'm ready for all that. But now, what happens when a robot vehicle senses it's about to get into an unavoidable accident? Like, for example, a Ford in Get Me There on Time mode runs up on a Volvo crawling along so the driver can finish the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Whose life does the software save? I heard on the news that scientists have a solution.
An ethical knob that riders could use to select who gets it. It would have three settings: full altruist, full egoist, or impartial.
Okay, whoa there, science people. Four-way stop. We all believe in freedom, but giving American drivers this choice sounds like a bad idea to me. Remember, we license drivers without any background checks. We have licensed drivers who will practice their home run swing on your windshield for honking at them. I don't want them within reach of any ethical knob in their autonomous car. If anything, they should have a shock collar in the headrest. If you gave them an ethical knob, they'd just twist it to zero anyway, then rip it out and throw it at your coexist bumper sticker.
Hey, who are you to call me a co-sexist?
Now this.